What if the reason your brilliant ideas fall flat has nothing to do with what you're saying? A senior partner at a prestigious law firm once confided that despite decades of expertise, she felt invisible in client meetings. Her junior colleague with half her experience consistently won over clients. The difference wasn't knowledge. It was a subtle shift in perspective that transformed every interaction. This realization lies at the heart of professional communication. We've been taught to focus on perfecting our message when the real power comes from understanding our audience. Most of us spend careers polishing presentations, crafting clever phrases, and rehearsing delivery, yet we miss the fundamental truth that changes everything. Here's the uncomfortable truth. When you're communicating, your audience doesn't care about you. They're not impressed by your research process, your credentials, or how hard you worked. They're silently asking one question: what does this mean for me? This isn't cynicism, it's human nature. Yet most professional communication is structured backward, organized around what we want to say rather than what they need to hear. Think about the last meeting you attended. Someone probably walked through their entire analytical journey, explaining every step of their methodology. Meanwhile, you were checking your phone, thinking about lunch, wondering when they'd get to the point. Now imagine that same person opening with, "This decision will cut your project timeline in half and free up budget for the expansion you mentioned." Suddenly, you're listening. The shift from self-focus to audience focus is a complete reorientation. When preparing any communication, ask, "Why is this person here? What problem keeps them up at night? What would make this valuable for them?" A financial analyst saying, "This strategy protects your retirement goals during market volatility," connects far more powerfully than one explaining forecasting models, despite identical expertise. This principle applies everywhere. Your emails should answer what recipients need to know, not what you want to tell them. Even self-introductions become more engaging when framed through impact. "I help families navigate estate planning" lands better than "I'm a trusts and estates attorney." Professional environments worship complexity, mistaking verbosity for sophistication. Yet powerful communication distills ideas to their essence. Every audience member silently asks, "What do you want me to know?" If you can't answer in under 10 words, your message dissolves into forgettable noise. Compare, "Given current market volatility and competitive pressures, we should consider accelerating our acquisition timeline," versus, "Close this deal now." Brevity isn't dumbing down, it's respecting your audience's cognitive capacity. Jargon sabotages communication. A lawyer describing his children living in different venues rather than cities shows how professional language infiltrates everyday speech. Big words signal insecurity, not intelligence. When financial analysts say, "Divest from equities in the technology sector," they create distance. "Sell your tech stocks today" drives action with clarity. Structure messages around how audiences use information, not your process. Nobody cares you spent 3 weeks analyzing data. They care about conclusions affecting their decisions. Focus on bottom-line information, enabling quick action. Even in small talk, keep it positive, brief, and redirect to the other person. If you've talked for more than 2 minutes without hearing their voice, you've lost connection. Information architecture matters as much as content. Match structure to your goal, informing or persuading. For informative presentations, follow Aristotle's approach. Tell them what you'll tell them, then tell them what you told them. Use 7 slides for 10 minutes, adding one per additional agenda item. Persuasion requires different architecture. Lead with your recommendation immediately. Don't build toward a conclusion. Address universal motivators: time, feelings, and money. People want to save time, feel better, and improve finances. Prove each benefit with concrete evidence, testimonials, statistics, or anecdotes. End with specific next steps, outlining who does what by when. Facts fade, but stories linger. A decade after training, someone remembered a story vividly while forgetting all frameworks and data. We're wired for narrative, not bullet points. Every effective story needs 3 elements: a beginning that sets context, a middle that builds tension, and an ending that reinforces your message without explicitly stating "the point is." Start with orienting phrases like "when I first joined this company" or "last Tuesday morning." The middle should present a challenge or unexpected turn. End with a line that guides toward your takeaway. That's why we prioritize customer feedback above everything else. Know precisely how you'll start and finish while letting the middle feel conversational. Practice your opening and closing lines until they're effortless, then trust yourself to navigate the middle authentically. Humor builds connection, but requires caution. Only attempt it if it comes naturally. Never mock others, bash competitors, or rely heavily on self-deprecation. The best professional stories are strategic illustrations. Instead of claiming "our customer service is excellent," share how a representative drove 2 hours after his shift to deliver a forgotten passport to a client about to miss an international flight. Concrete details make your point more credible than abstract assertions. Your body communicates before you speak. Audiences read your posture, gaze, and voice instantly. Mastering these elements removes distractions so your ideas land clearly. Eye contact builds connection. Focus on one person for a complete thought, 5 to 7 seconds, rather than scanning nervously. In large groups, this conveys commitment. In smaller settings, distribute attention evenly while giving key decision makers slightly more focus. Your voice carries meaning beyond words. Nervous speakers rush, appearing apologetic. Vary your pace. Occasional speed conveys urgency, but relentless pacing exhausts listeners. Pause between sentences to let ideas sink in. Vary volume strategically. Louder signals urgency, softer draws people in. Posture directs energy outward or inward. When seated, use the front 2/3 of your chair with spine vertical. Claim table space by keeping forearms slightly broader than shoulders. Standing, plant feet under hips with balanced weight and hands at sides for natural gesturing. Open body language keeps focus on your ideas, not your discomfort. Like Olympic athletes making difficulty look effortless, appearing comfortable lets your message connect. Communication isn't just sending information, it's how you receive it. Most people wait to jump in rather than genuinely engage, missing the profound power of curiosity. When someone finishes speaking, try, "That's interesting, tell me more about that," instead of redirecting to your perspective. This simple phrase welcomes contribution rather than competition. Think of information like a pyramid. At the top is what you know, below that sits what you think you know, then what you know you don't know. But the massive base contains what you don't even know you don't know, the unexpected insights that change everything. Your job in any meeting is digging down to uncover this hidden information. 3 powerful questions shift focus from your agenda to their needs. How can I help? What would be most helpful to you? And would it be helpful if? Note-taking helps maintain focus and shows engagement. Capture essential ideas with a few words, then review afterward and add verbs to create complete thoughts. Being a good listener builds your reputation and consistently ranks as the top leadership skill because it builds trust and respect. Leadership isn't reserved for executives. It happens when you inspire colleagues, build trust, or champion ideas. Everyone wants their voice heard, making everyone a potential leader. Strong leaders understand their strengths and limitations. Communicate your values through your audience's lens, focusing on how integrity, service, or excellence impacts them. Articulate a clear vision, broader than specific actions, but more concrete and vague ideals. Use SMART goals framed through followers' needs. Actions speak louder than words. Arriving late or checking your phone during conversations undermines everything you say. When a senior executive put away his phone during breaks, saying, "Let me get rid of this thing," that small action communicated more than any policy memo. True leadership requires vulnerability, acknowledging shortcomings, and presenting your complete self. People already see your limitations, Acknowledging them makes you relatable. Focus on others to take risks more easily. When you're a conduit for helpful ideas rather than the center of attention, anxiety diminishes. Shift focus from yourself to those you're reaching. Ask what this person needs from this interaction. When you prioritize serving their needs over showcasing expertise, your words land with clarity, your presence builds trust, and your ideas inspire action. In your next conversation, silence the voice asking, "How am I doing?" and instead ask, "How can I help?"